albums in 20 days.
Day 3, The Velvet Underground, White Light, White Heat. 1967 by way of the 1984 Kurt Loder edition. It was actually going to be REM I was going to go with on this, because in those years, like 85 to 87, REM really started to define my music listening. And then REM became the influencer. They were the ones that were telling me who else to listen to. Pylon, for example, The Feelies, and Hugo Largo, bands that members of REM were producing on the side. And then there was the band that there was tons of covers on, Dead Letter Office, from The Velvet Underground. So that led to the discovery of that first Velvet Underground and Nico album, and just amazing hearing the original versions of these songs and hearing these strange sounds of the way the guitars would come in and these droning violin phrases. And that was really exciting. Then White Light, White Heat, again, this was the Kurt Loder edition, so part of the MTV generation, not just REM, but this was what we were being force-fed as the alternative soundtrack back in the late 80s. So I picked it up, and amazing the way the guitars and the organ and the viola and John Cale's droning sounds, and learning about all the connections with Andy Warhol. And I was probably reading a lot of William Burroughs at that time, too. And so just piecing together this whole image of what was going on in the late 60s, White Light, White Heat just defined what I was listening to at that time and the way I was thinking about music. Not only REM, I guess I got to remember that Joy Division and On Still had that incredible version of Sister Ray. I actually just picked this record up again at a record show a couple of years ago to finally replace my long dead cassette. So right from the start, White Light, White Heat, the title track, just so exciting and so raw. The Gift, I loved the fact that they were telling this story, and again with the stereo effects, that hard left and right panning of the music and the vocals, Lady Godiva's Operation, kind of the same idea. And then Here She Comes Now, and it's kind of that same. The droning element was what drew me to them and kept me listening to them. I Heard Her Call My Name, and then that long, long, long version of Sister Ray that took up most of the side, just that psychedelic excitement. Just the guitar noises that I didn't even think were possible. And while I was already listening to punk, this just seemed like even more than that. And this was so mind-expanding. And yeah, I remember poring over the Kurt Loder notes about the history and the story of the band. You know, that was our Wikipedia, reading the liner notes. And Kurt Loder, well, yeah, he had some star power that got us to pay attention to what he was saying. But nonetheless, this is still in regular rotation. And that is it, a short day 3 version of 20 albums in 20 days. I'm Spiewak, and thanks for listening to Good Music. You can follow me at podomatic.com, search for Spiewak Audio Presents. And now, featured on Apple Podcasts, search for Spiewak Audio.
Copyright 2018 Spiewak Audio Network at podcast.spiewakaudio.com. .com.
And in case you were wondering, that's Spiewak, S-P-I-W-A-K, SpiewakAudio.com.